Om Shanti. Sit straight. Three deep breaths. Relax the body. And bring the attention to the center of the forehead. This is a very simple practice. It's like a little spiritual exercise. An exercise which strengthens the soul. An exercise which connects me to who I am. Just a minute every hour increases my spiritual power. So bringing my attention to the center of the forehead, gently try to keep your eyes a little opened. It's a practice. It can be opened, half opened, because we can do this any time of the day. And visualize your own self, the being master of this body. Every time you do it, you will be able to see it better. So gently, no pressure, gently try and visualize a little star in the center of the forehead. I, the being, the creator of every feeling, the creator of every habit, I am the creator of my personality. I am eternal. Feel the energy of this word. I am eternal. I never die. I am eternal. It's my costume. I am on a journey. Eternal. Ageless. I am energy. And very gently choose any one personality trait, any one that I'm ready to work on from today. Anyone, however deep it may be, however powerful it may be. It's my personality trait. I have created it. I can change it. Gently choose one. ओम शांति। Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. And whenever there is attachment, there is fear. Fear of losing. If I have to check my own fears, what do I fear losing? I can fear losing what I possess. I can fear losing people who are around me. And the deepest fear is the fear of, what's the deepest fear? The fear of death. And when I understand who I am, the meaning of death is very clear now. Human plus being. Human is matter. Being is energy. I am the being. I am using this matter to come into action. Just like I'm wearing this dress. Tomorrow morning, each one of you will wear a new dress. Today this is your dress. The whole day you have spent wearing this dress. You've done so much today. You've met so many people. You've had a lovely time today. But by the end of the day, it's time to change the dress. So I remove this dress and I wear another one. Do I change? Do I change in the process, or is it just the dress which changed? I change or dress changed? Only the dress changed. And then the next day I remove that dress and I wear another dress. And then the entire day a lot of new experiences, and the experiences get recorded here. Interactions get recorded here. Next day I change that dress, new dress. Dress after dress after dress after dress, I remain the same. And in a period of the last 40, 50, 60 years, every day we changed a dress. Every day we changed a dress. And every day we had so many experiences, relationships, interactions, activities, achievements, every single day. And everything was getting recorded here, and the next day I was changing a dress. I'm a journey. I'm on the journey. Similarly, there will come a moment where I will change this dress. Yes? Will there be a moment when I will change this dress? Aren't we wearing two costumes now? Feel it. Touch it. One is this costume. And second one? Second one? This costume. This I change daily. And this I will change, don't know when. But one thing is certain, I will change. So death means I change my costume. Death means I change my costume. Death does not mean I'm over. Death does not mean I'm finished. Death does not mean I'm gone. It means I changed a costume. During COVID, most of us have lost a friend or a family member. But to understand, because often we say they are no more. That's not the truth. It's not they are no more. What is no more? What is no more? That body is no more. That body is no more. They are that beautiful, divine, powerful soul with all those impressions and actions recorded on them, they left that costume, and where would they be? Where would they be? Leave one costume and then, what do I do when I remove this costume? What do I do immediately? I wear a new one. So the journey of the soul. Soul enters the womb of the mother. 9 months, the fetus gets developed. The baby is born. And now that soul is going to be in that costume for the next 50, 80, 100 years. And then the day the costume is no more functional, the costume is diseased, the costume is torn, the soul chooses to leave that costume. And then the soul leaves that costume and enters the womb of a mother. A new costume gets created, and within a few months a baby is born. And then my journey in that next costume for another 100 years, and then when that costume is no more functional, I leave that costume and I enter the womb of a mother. 9 months, new costume ready, baby born. Costume after costume after costume after costume. I don't die. I don't die. Matter. This is matter. Made of dust, gone into dust. Energy is eternal. Energy is neither created nor can energy be destroyed. Energy is neither created nor can energy be destroyed. So I, the energy, only change a costume. And every time I change a costume, my environment changes, my family changes, my relationships change, everything changes. Only one thing remains the same. What would it be? Let's do this. Close your eyes for 20 seconds. Let's feel how this would be. And then while you're feeling it, just see what all changes in my every costume. And is there anything which remains the same with me? So here I am in this costume. I'm wearing this dress. My thoughts, my feelings, my interactions, everything is getting recorded on I, the soul. It's like my memory bank. It's all there. Every day, my every action, interaction, my every experience is recorded on me. Right now, this moment, I can go back to my childhood and I can relive any experience I want to. Just rewind. Go to when this costume was a little one. And you can remember and rewind anything of that age. Because it's there, recorded there. I only have to rewind it. Rewind to yesterday, it's there. Rewind to 10 years back, it's there. It's all there, recorded. And now let's feel this. I, the soul, leave this costume. Visualize body left behind. And I, the soul, move forward on my journey. I leave behind the costume, my body. I leave behind my people. I leave behind everything I had achieved, and I move forward. I enter into the womb of a mother. Visualize yourself, I the being, entering into the womb of a mother, and my new costume gets created. I left behind everything. Now gently ask yourself, because we know the answer. What is it that I have carried with me? Either being there in that womb, my new costume getting ready, everything is going to be new for me. A new costume, new people, new environment, maybe a new country, everything is going to change. What is the one thing that's going to remain the same? What it is while in this costume, it's going to remain the same in the next one. What is it that I carry with me? What is it I carried with me? Yes, anyone? What is it that I carry with me? Hanji? Memories, yes. What else? Sanskar, yes. What is it that I carry with me? Yes, I the soul. It's I the soul who's moving forward. But as I move forward, what is it that I carry with me? Like, I talk to you right now. I create a feeling. I create an experience. That experience gets recorded here. Then I meet him. I interact with him. I create a feeling. Experience gets created here. I go into my room, I change this costume, experience remains the same. Tonight, I change this costume. Everything will change, but the experience which I recorded here is the only thing which is part of the soul. Everything else is physical. And so when I move forward into my next costume, I'm going to carry with me my those experiences, my feelings, my recordings, my personality traits. And so, a baby born. How many of you have children? Acha. Anyone has more than one child? Okay, now easy to understand. Parents, baby born. How many of you feel your child has certain personality traits which are different than you? And if you have two children, and do you see that the two of them have personality traits which are different? Yes? How many feel they are different? How many feel they are very different? And sometimes as a parent, it's a question that I am the same parent, same environment, same everything. I have given them same everything. As far as my parenting is concerned, it's given equal to both, everything. How is it that the two of them are so different? So why are the two different? Because the two are not just children. The two are soul on a journey who have come into this lifetime as my children. Before they came into this costume, which means before they entered into your womb, where were they before that? Where were they before that? Before they entered into your womb, where were they before that? One could be in a completely different scenario, the other one could be in a completely different scenario, and both in different scenarios, different cultures, different situations, different experiences, different recordings, both have come into the womb and you have two children. And we look at them and say, how can they two be so different? Because we're looking at them as my two children. Now I understand my two children is a role, but they are two souls on a journey. So every time now you look at someone, the way of looking at people changes. Earlier we looked at them as a relationship, as a role, as a position. My spouse, my parent, my sibling, my friend. They should be like this. Why should they be like this? Because a spouse should be like this. My child should be like this. Why should my child be like this? Because children should be like this. So we were looking at them through labels of what rights and wrongs we thought was about roles, position. My colleague should be like this. My junior should be like this. My neighbor should be like this. How can my neighbor be like this? Now we have to remember, they are a soul on a journey, playing different roles, but every soul has carried with them different experiences, different recordings, different personality traits. So now our whole perception of the way we see people, the way we understand people, it just changes completely. And it shifts us from expecting them to be a certain way, expecting them to be the way I believe is the right way. It shifts me from that to accepting them the way they are. The word acceptance sounds so beautiful. Relationships would become beautiful if we could accept people as they are. But accepting is so difficult. I said, how can I accept them like this? But acceptance becomes very simple when we understand they are a soul on a journey. A soul on a journey. In the last few months, especially in India and in many other countries all over the world, there have been a lot of natural calamities, upheavals of nature. India, there have been a lot of floods this year. There are a lot of souls who have left their costume in a flood. Just take 10 seconds, close your eyes. What would be an experience of a soul leaving their costume in the floods? What would be the scene? Visualize the entire scene. It becomes very easy to understand people. Visualize water everywhere has entered my house. I'm trying to hold on to my family. Someone's just slipped out of my hands. Everything around me is crumbling. And that moment, I, the soul, seeing and recording and experiencing losing people, losing everything I had earned, seeing water create chaos in my destiny, I, the soul, leave the costume. And I enter the womb of a mother. Everything is perfect over there. Baby born. And now that child is 3 years old, 4 years old, 7 years old. Costume is getting older. And now my new set of parents, they are national level swimmers. And so they always thought that their child is going to be a swimmer. They were national level, the child is going to be Olympic level. Pure desire, a beautiful desire. And so they take their child to the swimming pool at the age of 5 or 6. What happens to the child? What will happen to the child at the sight of water and being taken close to water and being asked to jump into that water? What's going to happen? Panic, fear. Now, does this soul carry only fear of water, or does this soul carry any other fear also? What all fears could the soul carry only with an impression which was the last impression when the soul was leaving the body? One was fear of water. Other, fear of death, suffocation, getting breathless, fear of losing people. Because that soul has seen losing people like this, and that soul was not able to save them. That soul was not able to take care of them. Fear of losing people. Now, if I have experienced losing people, then what's getting recorded here? Water is equal to pain. I can lose people anytime. And now I, the soul, enter the new costume. Everything is perfect in my life. There's no water, no problem, no crisis. But I always fear losing people. I fear losing people. I become very possessive. I'm always scared in a relationship. What if I lose this person? And lose may not be death, but lose can just be, what if this person is no more with me? What if tomorrow they are not with me? I cannot understand why I'm going through this. And more important, the other person cannot understand why I'm going through this. And it can get very suffocating for the other person that, why do you behave like this? I am not going away anywhere. Nothing is happening to me. But for that soul, the fear of losing people is so, so real, so powerful. But the soul doesn't know the reason of it. Because we try to look for reasons of what we are feeling only in this costume. We said, nobody has done anything wrong with me. Nothing has ever gone wrong. Why do I fear losing people? I don't get answers. And then some of us nowadays go through a past life regression to find out what could have happened in the past. We don't need to go through a past life regression. I don't need to go through a past life regression. Because even if I go through a past life regression and I find out what had happened, the healing I still have to do now. So I don't need to go through a past life regression to know what had happened. Just the knowledge, the wisdom is enough for me to understand something had happened because of which I fear losing people. It is my past experience. Like today, if I'm driving the car, I meet with an accident. Tomorrow, I fear driving the car. Because my yesterday's experience was of an accident, tomorrow I fear driving the car. But it's easy for me to understand why I fear driving the car. I say because of yesterday's accident. I can remember all my experiences in this costume and I can connect it to my present. I say because that happened in my childhood, so I feel this. Because that happened last year, so I feel this. Because this happened yesterday, I can feel this. But I don't remember because this happened in my previous costume. This happened in my previous costume. So now when I understand I'm a soul on the journey and so is everyone around me, it becomes very easy for me to be compassionate, for me to be understanding, for me to take a moment to just pause and reflect and say, why are they the way they are? Why do they carry this experience? What could they have gone through? I start understanding people. I start accepting people. And when we start understanding and accepting, healing begins. But when we don't understand, we don't accept, we question their personality. We say, how can you be like this? How can you be like this? How can you be like this? And sometimes we question ourselves, how can I be like this? Why am I going through all this? Why is this happening to me? So today, tonight, when you're on your own, take a moment to bring all your family members, friends before you, see their personality traits and shift from why are you like this to I understand why you carry this. Just shift your thought. The relationship will change. I understand that you on this journey of many lifetimes, sometime, somewhere, have experienced something. I understand you. I accept you. So there is only one thing which is permanent. That is my recordings here. Everything else is transient. Any moment I could lose all of this. If I knew that I was going to leave this costume tonight, let's say it is 6:30. Tonight at 10:30, I will leave this costume. What would you like to do in 4 hours? What would you like to do in 4 hours? Sometimes we don't even get 4 hours. What would we like to do in 4 hours? Think. I have 4 hours in this costume. What would I like to do in 4 hours? Hanji? Very beautiful. I'll forgive myself. Anything else? Yes, enjoy the last 4 hours doing what? Very good. Talking to my parents. Hanji? Being peaceful. Yes. What was that? Acha. Yes, yes. Sometimes people are very clear what they want to do just before leaving. Anything else? Forgiving others. And? Gratitude. Being? Being ready to go. Yes. Now if I ask myself, why would I want to forgive people before leaving when I didn't forgive them while I was living here? I'm never going to meet them again. Why should I want to forgive them before leaving? Because innately we all know that if I don't forgive them before leaving, I will carry that grudge with me. It's a baggage that we carry. And you know how often we say this is an emotional baggage that I'm carrying. So the emotional baggage is only not of this lifetime. I'm carrying emotional baggages. And so Raj Yoga teaches us, live your life in such a way that if you have to leave now, you are ready. There's no one to forgive. Neither do I have to forgive, neither do I have to seek forgiveness. I've done that on a day-to-day basis because I wouldn't know when I'm about to leave. So why not do it today itself? So tonight, if there's a message you want to send anyone, a little sorry, a little apology, or just release what you have been holding on to for somebody. Travel light. Travel light on the journey of this life. If I travel light on the journey of this lifetime will be beautiful and my leaving will be easier. When I leave, I will leave light. No baggage of the past. They don't go with me. The situations that happen don't go with me. Only what I recorded about them goes with me. So let's do a little scan tonight. Is there anything, absolutely anything I'm holding on to of the past? Anything I'm holding on to about someone? I just need to say, I release, I forgive, I let go. I delete. It may seem that, how is it possible just by saying, I release, I let go, it will go away? Yes, it will. How do I hold on to something? How do we hold on to a hurt? How do we hold on to it? It's not physical. So how do we hold on to a hurt? How do we hold on to something? Yeah, just a thought, right? So I have an interaction with you which is not pleasant. Now how do I hold on to that hurt? I say, I can never forgive her. I can never forget what she did. I will never connect with her again. This is a thought. I have to keep saying this for that hurt to get created. Who hurts me? Morning. Who hurts me? I. So she didn't hurt me. So how do I hurt myself? I'll never forgive her. I can never forget what she has done. I cannot. Every time I'm saying that, I'm recording. So it's like a sheet of paper. I've recorded circles and circles and circles of emotional patterns. Now, I just change what I'm saying. And I say, I release, I forgive, I forget. I release, I forgive, I forget. I'm going to overwrite the earlier pattern. I will create a new pattern. And the vibration of my new pattern will reach that soul. And when I do that, I am releasing my baggage. Because today I understand that their behavior was their behavior. What I held on to here was my thoughts and perception about their behavior. I have the power to release the hurt I created. Why we should forgive, what is forgiveness, how does it all happen, we'll see tomorrow morning. But before we meet tomorrow morning to see how to do it, just create that thought tonight before going to sleep. And so, I start on this journey of traveling light. Very important to travel light on this journey. Now, I, the soul, have five types of personality traits. We saw it this morning, how do we create a personality trait? Mind creates options, intellect takes a decision, I bring it into action, any action repeated becomes a pattern, a personality trait. In Hindi, the word is called sanskar. It's a very beautiful word, sanskar, which means it's my nature, it's my personality trait. Every soul has five types of personality traits. Five types. We need to know this, so you can just note it down. Because this will help you to understand yourself, and this will help you to understand everyone around you. So I visualize this like a little CD which has five folders. And every folder has different files. So the five folders are my five types of personality traits, and the files inside are those personality traits. One very prominent folder that I'm carrying is my personality traits from my past costumes. Which means baby born is already carrying a certain set of personality traits. Nobody has taught that child anything right now. And so if you observe children, some child can be very bubbly, very enthusiastic, very happy all the time. Someone can be very quiet, very introvert. Someone could cry very easily. Someone can share very easily. Someone can hold on to their things. Nobody has taught them anything like that. Someone is very confident, they can go alone somewhere. The other one will always cling on to that parent. No one has taught them all this yet. They have carried it from their past lifetime. So my first prominent folder is my past birth sanskar, my past birth personality trait. Very big folder because it is personality traits that were created in every costume. My second folder is my personality traits that I inherited from my family members, especially from my parents and especially from my mother, because I was in her womb for 9 months. Science calls it womb psychology. And womb psychology teaches us that during those months, there are two souls in that body, the mother soul and the baby soul. So there are two souls in that body. And then because there are two souls in that body, the two souls influence each other with their thoughts, emotions. And that's why the mother goes through a lot of variation of emotions during those 9 months. And science says it's hormones. It is hormones, but hormones changing because of emotions. Emotions of who? Emotions of that soul who has entered. If that soul has come through with fear, if that soul has come with pain, the mother starts experiencing a series of emotions. But a very, very powerful influence is the influence of the mother's emotions on the child. So if there's anything you're not being able to understand about your personality and say like, why am I like this? Nothing has happened in my life. Why am I like this? Why this particular nature? Then there are only two things which you don't know. One, did you carry it from your past lifetime? And second, what was your womb environment? The womb environment, which means your womb, what vibration was the womb, depends on the state of mind of the mother during those months. And understanding this makes it very easy for us to release that pain, release that, because I understand the root from where is it coming. If a soul has experienced rejection in the womb, rejection in the sense, not a rejection from the parent after the baby is born, but sometimes when the soul is in the womb of the parent and the parent was not ready for the child. The parent says, am I ready for this child? Soul is catching rejection. So this is very complicated how this emotion pattern all works. So the emotions of the mother are caught by the baby, the soul. The baby is just the body, the soul. So second folder, which is very important, is parental sanskars, parental personality traits. So we all know I have this personality trait which is like my father, which is like my mother, which is like my grandparents. We get influenced. But very prominent influence is the womb environment. So this is my second folder of my personality traits. My third folder of personality traits is my environment. My environment. As is our company, so we become. So my friends, my school, my country, my city, whatever is happening around me is environment. And in today's age, a very powerful environment is the phone we carry with us. It's environment, no? We're consuming from that. It's influencing who we are becoming. So it's my environment. Media is a very big environment today. So that's the third folder of sanskars, personality traits. Fourth folder. Irrespective of what I have carried from my past, irrespective of what I got from my parents, irrespective of what environment I was in, I have the willpower to change any personality trait. So my fourth folder is willpower. My personality traits which I changed with my willpower. I'm not going to live like a victim to what I carried from the past. I can change. So first, past birth, second, parents, family, third, environment, fourth, my own willpower. Now these four folders of personality traits are different for every soul. Because every soul's past is different, family influence is different, environment is different, willpower. Fifth folder, the most important folder and the only folder which is identical on every soul. And that fifth folder is my original, innate, natural personality traits. It's like this dress is white, this is the original color. But on the journey throughout the day, I could have stains on it. but I need to remember the original is white. Similarly, I the soul original, pure. But on this journey, I acquired fear, anger, worry, all those stains. They are just a stain. They are not my personality. That's not my original personality. Now, in the fifth folder, there are 7 files, which means 7 personality traits. That is who I am. And those 7 are, the first one is purity. Every soul is pure. I am a pure soul. Purity. Second personality trait is peace. Every soul is peaceful. Peace is the nature, and that's why each one of us loves peace. I like peace. I want to be peaceful. But it's not I want to be, I am peace. Third one is love. Love is the nature of every soul. Fourth one is happiness. Nature of every soul. Fifth, power. I am a powerful soul. Sixth, wisdom, knowledge. I am a wise soul. I am a knowledgeful soul. And seventh, bliss. I am a blissful soul. Purity, peace, love, happiness, power, wisdom, bliss. 7 original qualities of every soul. And every soul means every soul. Every soul. Every soul is pure, peaceful, powerful, loveful, happy. But when I forget that that is my original nature, I use any of the personality traits which are in the other 4 folders, and I come into action and interaction using my acquired personality traits of ego, of fear, of greed, of jealousy, of worry, all that long list. But innately, I the soul am pure, peaceful, powerful, happy, wise, blissful. Now because these 7 is my nature, but when I don't experience it as my nature, I start looking for it outside. So how many of us want to be happy? So when we say, I want happiness, how many of us want love? I want love. I want power. But from today, this vocabulary will change. Now it's no more I want. Now what is it? I am. And because I am, now I'm going to be giving. I am. When I remember I am peace, I'm radiating peace. I'm radiating peace. It's my nature. It's my nature. And so, whichever situation comes, I'm going to use one of these 7 to respond to the situation. And when I use one of these files of sanskars, this nature, I experience it when I use it. This is very important. How will I experience peace, happiness, love? I experience it when I use it. So now it's like your phone. You have 5 folders, different songs. You are going to choose which one to play. Once you play a song often, it goes top into your playlist. And once that goes top into your playlist, it keeps playing most of the time. Rajyoga means changing the playlist. Changing the playlist. So we are not creating new sanskars, we're just going to start using a new set of personality traits, sanskars, which we have. So I have anger, I have peace. I have both. Now I need to choose, here is the situation, which one am I going to respond with? So we are not creating a new personality trait of peace, love or happiness. We are just using what I am. If I had to create, there would be a little effort. If I just have to use, it's only about now remembering. Only about now remembering. And now when I understand this, it helps me to also start understanding other people. That whatever I'm seeing in them today, anything which is not comfortable is in those four folders, but innately that soul is a pure soul, loveful soul, powerful soul. And so this morning we saw that if someone is not right to me, can I bless them? Can we bless them? Yes. So all that we have to do, pick one of these personality traits and say, you are a pure soul. And that's it. Create that thought. It's radiated to them. It's going to go and trigger that personality trait in them and it will emerge their purity. It's been only a little over 24 hours that you have been here. But you are feeling peaceful. You are feeling calm. Not because of the environment, but the environment is triggering that nature in your fifth folder. It's already there. If we didn't have it, we cannot experience peace just because we are in a peaceful environment. We are experiencing it because I have that nature. I have. So a little vocabulary shift. I don't want peace. I am a peaceful soul. I am a pure soul. And most important, I am a loveful soul. I don't want love. Want love is making relationships very complicated. Because everyone wants, then who's going to be the giver? How's the energy of want? Let's keep our hands like this. I want, I want, I want. And the other person says, I also want. And both want love, both want respect, both want acceptance, both want. So one will have to become a, one will be the. So Rajyoga is this. It makes me from this to this. Because I know I have it. So one line today, vocabulary change. I don't need love, respect, acceptance. I am love, I radiate love. I don't need from anyone. I don't need from anyone. It's just that I had forgotten. I am love. So just send them this now. I don't need anything from you now. I am, I send you. I am, I create, I radiate. And when we create that feeling, we are the first one to experience it. We are the first one to experience it. So any other nature, personality trait of mine is only an acquired stain. And we are here to remove those stains and emerge our original nature. And so Om Shanti means I am a peaceful soul. I am a loveful soul. So in meditation, that is what we are activating. What are we activating? We are activating that fifth folder personality traits. So when I say, I am a loveful soul, I'm opening up that file again. I'm opening up that file again. So why are we not going to say, I cannot do without my cup of coffee? Because that says, I am a weak soul. Have your coffee, enjoy your coffee. Be with people, have beautiful relationships, enjoy everything you have, but do not say, I cannot do without. Because that is deactivating my sanskar of power. It is making me dependent. Every vocabulary, every line I say, it is going to reaffirm. So I be very careful that I reaffirm a high vibrational line. So I am, fill in the blank, should never be a low energy word there. Never use a negative emotion as your personality trait. I am. Say, I have this personality trait, but I am pure, peaceful, powerful, loveful. Now this is also going to save a lot of money, because now we don't buy anything anymore to be happy. We won't buy anything to be happy. We buy what we need. We don't go on holidays to be happy. We go on holidays just for a change, to be with people. We don't go on a holiday to be happy. We happily go on a holiday. Isn't there a difference between the two lines? I will be happy when? Then there's a long list. I will be happy when? And after that, I will be happy when? I'm happy and I will achieve this. I'm happy and then I will buy this. I'm happy and then I will travel. Not I will be happy when. Vocabulary change. I'm always happy because that's my nature. I'm always happy. It's my nature. My happiness is not dependent on anyone, anything. My nature. So for the next 1 week, we're going to work with these 7 personality traits. And as we work on it, during our meditation, during our introspection, during our any activity here, before we leave, by the 8th, 9th day, there's already going to be a shift that has happened. It's very easy to come back to these 7 sanskaras. And then, the next thing that happens is in meditation, how do I make it even more simpler to activate my these 7 personality traits? I start connecting to the source. The soul is like a little battery. It's not a battery, it's energy. But if I just visualize it like a battery, over a period of time creating those other uncomfortable emotions, my soul power gets a little depleted. And in the next few days you will understand that in greater detail, that what all we have gone through in so many lifetimes, because of which our soul power is depleted, because of which we have forgotten even the difference between what is love, what is attachment, what is lust. We're also confused with our emotions and feelings. And so, because of our lack of understanding what is my true nature, I've been using all these uncomfortable emotions and soul power got a little depleted. And here I came into this peaceful environment where there's purity, there's selflessness, there's a fam, and I could feel myself getting empowered. If I came here with this vibration, do you feel that you've shifted one bit up? Who is experiencing I've shifted one bit up in 1 day? A little. It's not that I've shifted from here to here in 1 day. I've shifted a little higher in my energy field, in my vibrations. So today in your diary, you note it down. What's your difference between yesterday and today? And then 2 days later, again note it down. See your experience. This is how we get to see. Instead of saying, how am I looking today? It is, how am I feeling today? How am I feeling today? Where is my vibration going higher? So, what is the reason that my vibration is shifting higher? One is the environment that I am in. Second, it is the people that I am with. Third, it is the meditation experience that I'm going through. Fourth, it is the wisdom, the jnana, the content that we're listening to. Fifth, it is the vibration of the meals I'm having. Food plays an extremely important role on the mind. Food. We've grown up believing food is nutrition. And so we only count calories, proteins, carbohydrates, minerals. Food is vibration. Food is vibration. So food plays a very important role in how I feel, because gut and mind is connected. So here, the food that is being cooked, everything that you are eating here is cooked inside the campus. Nothing is bought. nothing is bought, and the food is being cooked by yogi souls, by yogis who are in a meditative state while they are cooking your meals. Day after tomorrow, when you go down to the campus on Abu Road, this is a small, sweet little campus. But when you go down and see the campus on Abu Road, which is called Shantivan, it's a campus where we normally have 25 to 30,000 people at one time. And so you will see a hall which accommodates 25,000 people without a pillar, and there is accommodation for about 25-30,000 people. So for about 5 days, starting from 10th of October, there will be 25 to 30,000 people for 5 days. They will go, and 5 days later another group will come. And so 3 meals a day for 25,000 people is cooked there, but it is cooked by yogi souls. Nothing is coming from the market. Nothing is bought. Why? Because we understand the importance of our state of mind on food. So food is playing a very important role. So it's cooked by yogi souls, and then after the food is cooked, a little bit of every item that we are going to eat for dinner is taken in a plate, and then we sit in the meditation room and we meditate for about 10 minutes with that food. Energize the vibration of that food, and then that is added back to your food. So that plays a very, very important role in how you are feeling over here. The same retreat we can come to your country and do it there, but we won't be able to have that food, the environment, the vibration. And that's why we invite all of you here, because it's an experience. It's not just a learning, it's an experience which creates a vibrational shift. So the environment, the people around us, the meditation, the content that we're listening to, the gyan and the food. These five is the package which is helping my vibration to shift. But how is this vibration created? What is it that we do in that meditation for that vibration to get created? And that meditation is I, the soul, connecting to the supreme power, to the divine power. I am a pure soul, and in my meditation I will connect to the ocean of purity, to the source of purity. I am a loveful soul, and I connect to that ocean of love. The source of all my qualities and powers, whom we call the divine power, the supreme power, my supreme parent, my supreme teacher, whom we call God, Allah, different names, but it's the connection. I, the soul, connecting to the divine power. So now visualize when, like, you're sitting next to someone who's very disturbed, very stressed, very agitated, and you're sitting right next to them. Will their vibration start influencing you a little? Will it influence you? Like at home, if there are 2 people, 3 people in a family, if one person is very disturbed, very agitated, will it affect the vibrations of the house? Yes. So if I, the soul, am sitting next to another soul and their vibrations are influencing me, if I, the soul, just for a few minutes connect to the supreme soul, the ocean of purity and power, will that rub off something on me? Yes? Will that energize me? Yes? Yes? And that is why we were always taught, remember. Remember that one. But now we not just remember, we connect and connect to that ocean to fill myself with that purity, peace and power. Not just remember, connect. So it's like I, the soul, the little battery, connecting to the powerhouse. And when I, the soul, that little battery, connecting to the powerhouse, battery starts charging. Battery starts charging. And that is what you have been feeling since yesterday. Charging has started. How many of you were there in the morning today for the meditation? Morning, 6:37. How was the experience? How was the experience? So now, we'll just take it a little more in detail. What do we do in that meditation? How do we connect to that Supreme Power? Meditation is three things that are happening. This morning during meditation, there was someone sitting, giving you a few thoughts. You were not just sitting in silence. When we look at picture online and we say, I want to meditate, so many of us think that meditation means I have to stop thinking. I have to become thoughtless. And then we try to become thoughtless, we are not able to do that. And then we start believing, I cannot meditate, it's very difficult. Many people all over the world say, I cannot meditate, it's very difficult. I said, but at least try. They said, no, I tried, I cannot meditate. Because what do we try? We try to sit like this and stop thinking. The mind can never stop thinking. The mind can never become thoughtless. No thoughts, zero thoughts, never happens. Even in deep sleep, absolute deep sleep, we can bring it down to just two, three thoughts, but there will always be a thought. It will never be thoughtless. Even when I create this thought, I don't have to think. That is a thought. That is a thought. I don't have to think. I don't have to think is a thought. So meditation does not mean to become thoughtless. Meditation means to create one thought which is going to strengthen that original personality trait of mine, and then visualize that and let it become my experience. So it is three powers that get used during meditation. The first power is power of thinking, power of affirmation. Means I take a thought, for example, I took a thought, I am a pure soul, and I work with that thought. I affirm that thought. I am a pure soul. Purity is my personality. I affirm it. Second, I start visualizing it. So it's the three faculties of the soul. The mind will create the thought. The intellect, which takes the decision, that intellect will visualize. And third, I will experience. I will experience. Let's do a little exercise right now. Nothing to write, just sit straight and we'll do a little visualization exercise just to see how this meditation works. Right now we're not meditating, we're just doing the exercise. Gently try not to pressure, keep your eyes half open because most of us are sleep deprived. And so when we close our eyes, sometimes we tend to go to sleep. At the center, at the Raj Yoga meditation centers, we often have guests who come and they say, I don't get good sleep at night, I need to take sleeping pills. And we say, never mind, let's meditate. And during meditation, they have beautiful sleep experience. And then they will wake up and they will say, oh, the meditation was really good. Because what does sleep need? Sleep just needs the thoughts to slow down. But because I'm not able to slow down my thoughts, I don't experience deep sleep. And the minute they have a meditative environment, thoughts slow down. And because they haven't slept well for many days, the soul goes off to sleep. And so, we can do it gently with eyes open. That's one reason why we do it with eyes open. The second thing why we do it with eyes open is, meditation is not just a few minutes. I can create this experience any time while walking, while talking, while cooking, while driving. So I do it in action. So meditation is not a meditation of few minutes. It's a meditative way of living. It's not peaceful while meditating. It is peaceful in action. We are not going to live a life which says, I'm very peaceful during my meditation, but during the day, stress is normal. No. No. I am peaceful during my meditation and I carry that peace into the day as my nature. So that's why eyes gently open. Okay, sit straight, eyes gently open. I will create a few thoughts. You take that thought with you and visualize it. And this is going to be very easy to visualize. We are going to go home. Home from where we came yesterday. Let's move out from this hall. Start visualizing every scene, please. We move out of this hall, out of the campus. And in a minute, I'm at the airport. See the airport. I create a thought, airport, and I can see the airport. I take my flight. And I am back in my country. And on the way home, choose your transport. How do you travel from airport to home? See the route. Visualize clarity in visualization. I have reached home. I can see my door. Look at the color of the door. Gently open the door and you are at home. See everything at home, clarity. If there are people at home, what are they doing right now? Walk up to them and share your experience of the last one day. Ask them how everything has been there since you have left. Let's go into the kitchen. Where's the refrigerator? Let's open it. Fresh fruits there. Which is the one you like from the basket? There's a fresh orange there. I can pick it up and come to my favorite seat, my favorite chair. And I start having the fruit, the orange. And it's time to come back to Mount Abu. back into the hole on my chair. Okay, Om Shanti. Okay, how many were able to go home? Could see the house, clarity. Everybody's experience will be different because visualization power is different for everyone, but it gets activated. Who had the orange? Anyone felt anything? Anyone could taste that saliva? Did anyone experience that? Raise your hand, please. Now, this was meditation. Meditation means where we have engaged all the three faculties of the soul. The mind creating the thoughts, the intellect creating the visualization, and the personality trait. I could experience the fruit. This is all that we have to do in meditation. It is so simple, so simple. Now the only thing is, here we were meditating with the home and the orange, and now we are going to meditate with, now we are going to meditate with I, the soul, going home, that home. So we will just see the visuals right now, because it's been a long time since I saw that home. So we will just see the visual. It will be on the screen across. And just see the visual carefully so that you are going to be able to do that visualization during your meditation in the next 8 days. Chalaya hai, Ajay bhai? The first visual will be of I, the soul, in the center of the forehead. So this is how we are going to visualize. So when we are sitting in our meditation and we create a thought, I am a pure soul, I am a powerful soul, along with that I need to visualize. If I visualize, then my mind will not drift, it will not go anywhere. So gently see that little tiny spark, little tiny energy, point of light in the center of the forehead, and then vibrations radiating from me around me. Second visual, I, the soul, fly upwards towards my home, the soul world from where each one of us has come onto this planet, taken this costume to play our roles. See that journey, I, the soul, moving upwards. That soul world is my home, and it's the home of the divine power. Energy, just like me, I am a soul, connecting to the Supreme Soul. The ocean of purity and power. And see how the power from the Supreme Power is filling inside me. It's like a laser beam entering from that powerhouse to me. I, the soul, close to that Supreme Soul, filling myself with that energy and power. And then last, the power that I feel within me, I can radiate to the world. It's a vibration that radiates from me to people, to the world. So when I fill myself with God's love, peace and power, I radiate that peace and power to the world. And so when I shift my vibration, I am becoming a part of the energy which shifts the vibration of the planet. Yes? Ajay bhai, move it. Okay, now we will do this little exercise again. So meditation always involves the second faculty of the intellect, which is visualization. Mind will create the thought, intellect will visualize it. If I do not use the intellect to visualize, then sometimes my mind drifts away to another thought. And that's why we sometimes experience that I was sitting to meditate, but there were other thoughts which were coming to me. It's because I was not using the two faculties together, the mind and the intellect. And when the mind and the intellect will work together, then the third, the personality trait, that will be my experience. So come, sit straight again. We're going to do exactly what we did just now. The only difference is we went home here, now we're going to go home there. We met family here. We're going to meet our Supreme Power, Supreme Parent there. We had an orange here, we will fill ourselves with love and power from there. It's just the same. Just the same. Very simple. Relax the body. Eyes gently open. My body is of light. Light, angelic, subtle body. Visualize your body, light. And gently bring yourself to the center of the forehead. And now see yourself. That tiny point of light in the center of the forehead. I am a pure soul. Purity, flawless diamond, I am a loveful soul, continue to see that little star. I, the soul, pure, powerful soul, am now flying upwards. I am going home. Home from where I had come. Gently see yourself. Flying upwards. The little star moving up. Above the city. And up. Above the planet. and I am moving upwards. I'm flying home. Crossing the sky, the sun and the moon and the stars, I'm flying upwards. Golden red light. It's a sky of golden red light. It's my home. See yourself comfortable, stillness, I the soul have reached home. And there just before me is the source of purity, love and power. My divine parent. My friend, my guide. See yourself. I, the little star. There, connected to the ocean of purity and love. The one I've always looked for. The one I've always cried for in pain. The one from whom I've sought all answers. I'm there, connected. See the vibrations of power filling into me. Like the rays of the sun, which energize every cell of my body. This is the rays of the sun of knowledge, purity and power. The only one who loves me, accepts me unconditionally. If there's something that you're holding on to, which you have never shared with anyone, you can share it now. release it and allow yourself to get filled with the ocean of love and acceptance. Any question on the mind, share it now, surrender it. I will definitely receive my answer. I'm connected to the ocean of knowledge. Keep seeing yourself getting filled with those rays and powers of purity and love. The soul, filled with God's love, power, wisdom, I'm coming back to my planet, to my world, and back to my seat in this costume. Filled with God's love, peace and power, and I radiate that. See the vibrations radiating from you out into the world. We will remain in this experience. If there's any announcement, we will listen to that in this experience. And again, we will walk to the dining hall in silence. In silence, the walk, in silence, holding on to that experience of who I am, who do I belong to. And who am I connected to?